people on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Also streaming live on the web, www.107.1fmradio. Download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH on any electronic device, iPhone, cell phone, watch phone, tablets, or your computers, and you will have the app that you can take advantage of different programs that we offer on our radio station. Starting with supporters, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 309 Suite A, North Main Street. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company. Telephone number 740-262-0939, and they are in LaRue, Ohio. Have a thought for you today. Every single thing that has ever happened in your life is preparing you for the moment, for a moment that is yet to come. All things work together for your good, whether we realize it at the time that it's happening or not. Even the negative things that happen in your life is preparing you from what is to come. So even though we look at it as a negative thing or a bad thing, it can also be a good thing because it is working together with the good and the bad. It's working together for your good, and you will see it flourish. Just don't give up. Just keep trying. Be optimistic. Now, my guest should be here shortly. My guest today is Rob Potts, and he is the assistant director with the Marion Popcorn Festival, which is to be in Marion, Ohio, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. And as many of you know, we just had, well, we didn't just have it, but Bucyrus, Ohio just had their Bratwurst Festival. And I don't know if anyone has been there or not. I really wanted to go. I hadn't been there, I bet, in 20 years. Would have been nice to have gone, but I didn't get a chance to get there. So many of you had a chance to get there, and I'm sure you had a good time. I know our radio station broadcast live from that area I think it was Thursday and Friday during the parade. Our radio staff here is really good. They're really great, and they have great opportunities, and they are in a lot of places, and they interview a lot of people, even stars, you know. So we do our best here at WWGH. Scott Spears, he's one of the best, and I really appreciate him and the other guys who work here, Sean Kraft and Terry Tackett. They are great guys to work for, and they really are in there trying to bring you the best that they can bring you on programs here on our station. And I try my best to bring you good and sound information here on A Voice of a People. I know you may not have listened to my previous show with Primrose Igonor, I think that's how you pronounce her name. It's almost like it's spelled, but she works with psychology at Marion Technical College, and it was really a very interesting show, and hopefully you did get a chance to listen to it. If not, you can find it in the archives of WWGH107.1.com. And hopefully in just a few seconds, we will be getting some information about the Popcorn Festival, a little bit of history about it, and what we have to look forward to this weekend. So he said he'd be here in a few minutes, and I'll try my best to keep you entertained until he gets here. So Can you believe we're coming at the end of summer already? Can you believe how much time has gone by? We are at August the 20th today. And I'm thinking, wow, Labor Day is going to be almost 2 weeks from today. And that's the day that your last day for swimming at the public pools. That's the end of summer, so go get your last dip in the pool Monday, September 3rd. And there are a few things that we'll be closing up the summer with. And our gentleman is here to talk about the Popcorn Festival. How are you today, Rob?
How about you?
Wait a minute. What mic are you on? Orange. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing good, Rob. Sitting here waiting for you
patiently.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I didn't think it's going to show up, and I left my phone in the car, so I had to go to my car to get the phone. Then I called the wrong number, and I'm like, oh, aren't
geez.
You Rob now? Okay. Well, how you doing?
Pretty good. Typical Monday, just a busy Monday.
Tell me. My mouth has been doing things that I wish it wouldn't do today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Monday. Yeah. So I'm glad that you could make it.
Oh, no problem.
Of course, I need to know a little bit about you, and our listeners would like to know some history about our Popcorn Festival here in Marion.
Well, I am the director of the festival. This is my second year in this position. Okay. I held the assistant director position for 4 years prior to this. I also am a trustee of the organization, and, you know, I've grown very fond of the festival. I've grown as a person, and I think it's an amazing event that we put on. I mean, the event... Popcorn Festival has been going on since 1981. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating our 38th year this year, so we're
That's
getting up
history,
there.
Huh?
Yeah. So I'm very excited about this year. I mean, the themes, the Big Pop rewinds back to the 80s, and I'm very excited about that. We had our pageants a few weekends ago, and I mean, those were shows you did not want to miss. I mean,
really?
Fluorescent colors, leg warmers. I mean, total 80s during all those events. So
okay. Wow, that's
good
great.
Time.
Wow. So what got you interested in being
a I started
festival?
As a volunteer. My employer actually sponsored the event. Phyllis Hendrick is a sponsor chair, had mm-hmm. asked me if our employer would sponsor, and then that's how we got involved. I just was a volunteer, and then I wanted to get more involved. So back in 2013, I was asked to be the assistant director, which I accepted, and
okay.
held that for 4 years, and now I'm the big shot. So
okay. It was worth waiting on, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, good.
So
well,
I enjoy good. It. My committees are very good at what they do. It's like a well-oiled machine. As soon as we close the streets at 6 o'clock, they go to work, and then we don't stop until 5 a.m. on Sunday.
It's amazing how that works out. The very day after
mm-hmm.
that. Early morning, there's nothing left downtown. You
yep.
can't even tell it was there.
Exactly. It's kind of cool seeing, I mean, as soon as we close the streets down that Tuesday before the festival, and just watching all the vendors come in, watching the stage go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, yes, we have really good entertainment, but my favorite thing is just to sit in the midway and just look at everybody. I just like seeing all the crowds, and I just like that. So then as soon as the last act goes on Saturday, my committees get to work. And like I said, I don't get home till 5 or 5:30 in the morning, but it's all worth it.
Right. It is all worth it. If you could give us an estimation, how many people frequent, say, the Popcorn Festival during last year?
Last year, I would say, I mean, the festival's busy. I think it depends what type of entertainment comes. I know they've had, they estimated about 250,000 people came at one time before. So,
okay.
I mean, there's a lot of people that come in from, we get a lot of phone calls and people hitting up Facebook asking that, hey, we've never been here before. And we've had people drive from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We've had different states. I mean, can't remember the act a few years ago, but people actually came from England.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're well known
yes.
Globally, so.
Right, right, right. And Paul Newman, he had something to do with popcorn too, right?
Yeah, so the festival, because we were the Orville Reckenbacher Parade at one time, but since they're no longer in Marion,
okay.
we've changed some sponsors, but Manel Popcorn is our big sponsor this year.
Okay, all right, good. So you gave us a little bit of history about the Popcorn Festival and how you became a part of it. What, since you've been a part of it, who do you think or what group drew the most people? Most popular?
I think probably the first year I actually got involved when I was just a volunteer, I would say Boys to Men was probably the biggest draw. Okay. Since I've been around, I think Gloria Estefan still holds the record, but I think Boys to Men came very close to beating that. Wow. So
I remember her when she was, I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard she has had the biggest following since, but I think Boys to Men almost outdid her. I heard that, because you know we closed the one overpass on Prospect Street, and I heard people were just watching crowds come down, walking over the overpass. So,
but it was a great one too.
It was. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that one. I mean, some of the acts that I've enjoyed, I think the Prince Experience last year is at the top of my list. That was the only Prince tribute out there that was endorsed by Prince himself. So, and when we were able to get them here, it was a really good show. I really enjoyed the Village People. They were probably up on my list too.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're good. They're good. Wow. Yeah, I forgot that guy was there doing Prince.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
I saw that too.
Yeah, it was pretty good. My sister was here from Georgia, and we all went there. And yeah, he was pretty good. a lot of people may not have thought that he would be, but he was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Some of the tribute acts we get are really good, so.
I didn't expect it that soon, though.
Yeah.
So he's been doing this for a long time.
Oh, absolutely, yep.
Okay, for him to have endorsed it, because I knew he had already passed on.
So. Yeah.
Okay, wow. And now, some of the vendors that are coming down, do we have any new vendors coming? Are you aware of any?
We try to get a mix of vendors, and my concession chair, Connie, that's one thing when she took it over. That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to get not your normal hot dogs, not your normal hamburgers or french fries. She wanted to get things that we don't normally get. We actually got this. It's like shaved ice, but it's something Italian. Mm-hmm. But we haven't had something like that before, so he will be here. I think he's based out of Mansfield. We are getting a rolled ice cream vendor. Don't quote me on that, but I guess rolled ice cream is like a new fad. So it's kind of like Cold Stone, where they have like a cooling stone, and then the ice cream was on there, and they like use a little chisel and roll it up for you. Hmm. So, and they can make designs with it and stuff. So I heard that's really cool.
That sounds interesting, so, doesn't it?
We really tried to get this place. Hit up down in Circleville, because usually if I go to other festivals, I like to take my business cards and things that we don't have. I want them to come, and unfortunately they're not going to come this year, but it was called Walk on the Wild Side, and it was kind of like a stir fry, and they had a cool little, like, it looked like a takeout box stand. But yeah, unfortunately they were going to come last year, but they couldn't get their certain noodles, but they're hoping to come back next year. So
and we do have our favorites. What are some of the favorites?
Oh, so my favorite, I always hit up, they're called Sarge's. They do gourmet grilled cheese, and you have to get the macaroni pulled pork grilled cheese. It is the best sandwich. They are usually kind of right around Union Bank. They're a red. They're
out right down the corner, right?
They're kind of down a little bit, but they're a red. Their concession stand's red, and they're called Sarge's, but you can get just a regular grilled cheese. You can get macaroni grilled cheese. They do bacon macaroni grilled cheese. I mean, and it's so good. I always hit up the mini donuts. They're kind of right in front of Park Place, or where a Park Place used to be. Okay. That's one of my favorites. And then it's called Granny Franny's Chicken Noodles, which is homemade chicken noodles. I always hit them up.
Really?
So I have my favorites, and those... Okay. I try to hit those up every time, and then I have to get a Bahama Mama from Smith's. Since I live downtown, I pretty much eat there the whole time, so those are like my things that I usually get.
Okay, so what about other people? Do they request different people to come back as far as vendors or?
I mean, normally you have your Stromboli's that come. Mm-hmm. I know.
Those are regulars?
Yes. Okay. We have a vendor it's DeRusso's, and usually he sets at the end of the overpass on Prospect. He's been here coming for a long time.
Okay.
So I think they're sausages. Don't quote me.
Okay.
But they've been coming for a long time. So yeah, usually the vendors have been coming the longest usually have their own, they have their spot that they've been in.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else, we fill in wherever.
Okay, great. Great. I was trying to think. I think it's a dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
With the ice cream on the top.
Okay.
Love it.
Yes.
Love that. And it's usually right down, I guess, Main and Center.
Okay.
On the left side where National City Bank used
to be. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Delicious. Oh, my. Yes, I like that. All the calories.
Oh, I know.
But people have fun with
Oh,
that.
Yes.
And what about the popcorn? We have a big parade that precedes that, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the parade starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Okay. And it is the 6th, 7th, and the 8th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We officially start at 11 a.m.
Okay. Okay. So what about the entertainment this year?
Yeah. So Thursday we have a tribute, or not a tribute, it's an 80s cover, which fits with our theme. So they're going to rock out to all the 80s hits that we can think of.
Okay.
Friday is the country band Lone Star. People may know their hit song Amazed. And then Pop Evil will be here on Saturday.
What's it called?
Pop Evil.
Okay.
I am not familiar with them, mm-hmm. but I have a lot of friends that have been to one of their shows before, and they put on a really good show. They have performed at Rock on the Range a few times, so that's the type of music that they are. But I think they're the most popular artists that we have this year.
Okay, it's, so they do rock.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So they have been the people. The hits we get the most are about Pop Evil. So.
Okay. I don't think I've heard of that band before, but
I've checked them out on Spotify, and they seem to have some really good music.
Good?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And I know we have local entertainment also, right?
Absolutely. So you can always check out the showcase stage down by City Hall. They have a jam-packed schedule from the time we open till the time we close. And that's where you'll see a lot of hometown talent there. But then, speaking of hometown talent, Brandy does a great job of filling her stage on Main Street. And she features a lot of hometown talent on her stage.
Okay. Now, you're saying Main Street. We're mm-hmm. at on Main.
It's usually kind of across from Curiosity in that area.
Okay.
Yeah, they set up, Brandy sets up a stage down there.
Okay.
And fills that. I haven't seen her schedule yet, so, but usually it's pretty good. They just close out. They don't do anything during the main stage entertainment. Mm-hmm. But then they start back up right as soon as we're done. And then also, if you're into it, and it's a really good show, it's not my thing, but it's a cool show to see. It's the wrestling, mm-hmm. SAW wrestling down at the showcase stage. They put a full ring up down there, and they go to town. I walked down there a few times after the parade, and I mean, it's shoulder-to-shoulder people. I mean, I can't believe how many people get on there to see that show.
Now, is this also located by City Hall?
Yeah, they put the ring right in front of the showcase stage.
Okay.
So.
Wow, I have to, if I go down there.
Yeah.
Usually I'm down there just to get what I want to eat.
Yeah.
So, well, lately I've done that. I used to walk around for a little bit, you know. And that might happen again. It depends.
We try to do something for everybody. Mm-hmm. We are having a popcorn cooking contest again this year. It's been going on for quite a while, but the details should be out soon. So if you're interested in that, check out our Facebook page for that. You can make any recipe as long as it includes popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you last year we had some really good entries.
Wow.
We had a caramel type popcorn ice cream. You couldn't even tell there was popcorn in it, really. I think the winner actually was a savory dish of like a taco popcorn dip.
Okay.
That was the winner last year. I know that for sure.
Wow.
But yeah, there's a lot of good entries, what people come up with. And that's
creative, huh?
Yeah, that's usually at the Marion County building. So you can check that out.
Okay.
It will be at 12:30 this year. The entries can drop off there. You have to email your entries in by the 4th. And then when the day of judging, you bring it between 11:30 and 12:30, and the judging starts at 12:30.
Well, that's good. It's not too late.
Mm-mm.
still have time to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
Those of you who are listening and like to be creative with popcorn.
Yeah, so check out our Facebook page. Right. It will be on soon with the details. We just got the approval to release that. So.
Oh, great.
And then we should be announcing our grand marshal soon. I'm very excited about who it will be. It should be coming up this week, so keep an eye out for that.
Okay. So will there be any new entries in the parade?
I'm not sure. I know we've gotten a lot. I talked to the treasurer, and he had said that he had gotten some new entries in because the way the accounting is, usually if you're a previous entry, your stuff's still in there, but he's entered quite a few new ones, so which is always good.
Right.
So...
Is Wi-Fi accessible to anyone who's down there?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know
no.
of? No. Okay, so I know a lot of people say, well, I can't get Wi-Fi down here.
Yeah.
So I know some places you go into, like the health department, your guest.
Yeah.
So we don't have anything like that.
No, we don't
there.
Have like a popcorn guest website.
Okay.
But. If you do go down there, make sure that you check, tag us in your social media posts. We have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I think we're working on a Snapchat filter. So if you use that, you can take your pictures with the Snapchat filter.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Because I know it's possible that we may broadcast down there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's possible. That's why they was wondering about the Wi-Fi accessibility.
Yeah.
Down there. Yeah. So. Maybe they can give you a call about that. You think? I don't know how it would work.
If people can figure out a way to make Wi-Fi accessible down there, let us know. We definitely look into it.
That'd be great. Especially for people who want to be a part and interview people down there. Great stars or even popular wrestlers, you know. That would really be nice. But I understand what you're saying because I don't have it.
Yeah.
Other than what I get on my phone, right? It can be expensive.
It can.
Yeah, it really can. So looking forward to the 38th Marion Popcorn Festival. And can you think of some other stars that may have frequent through here?
Like even entertainment wise?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know Pam Tillis was here. Sawyer Brown. Before my time. I know since I've been involved, Jody Messina, Kelly Pickler was a few years ago, Skid Row, Warrant, Night Ranger, Phil Vassler was here.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can check out all that entertainment history on the Popcorn website. Okay. They have it listed by the year they were here.
Right,
so
right. That's just letting some people know who have maybe never came here.
Oh, yeah.
And letting them know what type of entertainment that we have had.
I know Blake Shelton was here back in 2007.
Shelton. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Wow. You think 2007, and we're at 2018 already.
Can
you believe it? Oh, and I was just talking about summer's almost over.
I know. I'm kind of excited. I'm ready for fall, and usually I'm a big summer person, but I'm ready for like some cooler weather. I hope we get a nice fall because I feel like we went from winter straight to summer. We didn't get that kind of long spring like we usually get. So I'm ready for a little bit just decent weather, like chilly weather, so I can put in on a sweater and just walk outside. And I don't like snow, though, so I'm not ready for winter.
I was going to say, if it could just stop at that, when you just throw on a sweater, you know. But no, it probably won't stop at that. Probably get some snow and all that kind of stuff.
So, we need perfect weather for the festival. No rain and no cold weather. Last year, last year I think was a good year. Even though it was a little on the chillier side, but I do know when we were cleaning up, it was probably like 2 a.m. and all of us had our gloves and hats on. So
really? Last year after the popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, so because we stay to make sure everything gets cleaned up. So yeah, we had hats and gloves on. So
I remember I had on a jacket when the Prince impersonator was down there.
Yep.
Sure did. Yes, it was kind of chilly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, it was in the 80s when they had first started it, I think. maybe 82. I think it was 100 degrees down there.
Oh my gosh.
The popcorn. It was so hot down there. And I don't think we've had a repeat of that type of weather.
I don't think it's been too hot. No. There's been some, it's gotten hot, but I know a few years ago we had the two rainouts pretty much. So
right.
No rain.
Well, let's hope now. We've had kind of a rainy season.
Yeah.
I think so lately. People are still cutting the grass.
Yeah, let's get all the rain out of its system now. So.
Yeah. Oh, and it did rain one day, I think, at our Marion County Fair.
Mm.
Usually that's rained out every year.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
We just
I did hear about that.
One bad rain this year, which was good. Mm-hmm. Which was good. So if you send a sales pitch to people who've never been here, what would you say?
I would come down to the festival. I mean, you're going to, one, you're going to eat some amazing food. Two, you can go to the craft community in Commercial area and check out the vendors there. I know Cheryl Huffman is working hard to make sure that area has a good presence. I mean, you can find pretty much anything down there. And there's a lot of loyal vendors that come down that way that like to come to Marion specifically for the festival. I mean, there's Tupperware, there's homemade crafts. I mean, there's community organizations there. So check that out. You can do the fine arts gallery at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year I walked through there and we have a room in our house. We have themes in some rooms of our house, and one of our themes is kind of like a White House / Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
And this one artist from Columbus actually painted a really cool, like, it was very colorful Abraham Lincoln photo. So we ended up buying that off of him.
Right.
So check out the good art down there. I think there is going to be some sidewalk chalk art this year that kids and adults can do before the festival, which would be really cool. Check out our theme booth. We have a lot of good variety of your theme apparel there. We do have a good raffle going on.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be raffling off an LG Blu-ray and soundbar system that Aaron's graciously donated to us this year. So get your tickets for that. Also, there are the meet and greets for Lone Star and Pop Evil.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get your tickets for that, which you get an autographed photo and go backstage and meet the artist.
Oh, okay.
So check out the theme booth because that's where the fundraising will be there. But I'm just going to make this a memorable year this year. I want people to come down, take pictures, and just have a good time. I mean, that's what the festival's for.
That's true. That's what it's for. Have fun. How do you go about selecting entertainment?
So we have a committee within the organization that usually towards the end of this year and the beginning of next year, they go through the list and whatever our budget is that we can afford, then mm-hmm. that's where we go with. And I mean, we would like to get those big acts,
right.
But our organization is solely based on donations and sponsorships from the community. So we do what we can, and it's a free show, and that's I don't like when I see negative things about entertainment because mm-hmm. we're putting the show on for free.
Right.
We front the bill for that. So, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. I mean, we get a lot of great sponsors. My committee's out there fundraising the pageants. So it's a good thing for the community of Marion.
It is a good thing, and I'm sure people do complain because you can't make everybody happy.
Correct.
No matter what you know how you do it, but at least they do listen, right?
Yeah.
They complain later.
I mean, it's just like I said. The coolest thing is just standing right there at the corner of Prospect and Church Street, right mm-hmm. there, kind of by the firehouse, and just when
right.
the entertainment's going, I just stand there and just look. And
right.
it's just looking at everybody having a good time, listening to the entertainment. So,
I know they used to have beer gardens down.
Do they
still have those?
Yes. There is a change to that this year.
Okay.
Usually we have our Center Street Beer Garden in the lot, the Euler lot,
right.
beside Nate's Barbershop. But
right.
We're going to move that this year to the parking lot between Ram and Charleston Place.
Okay.
So there's going to be acts there too, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So you can If you, something on main stage isn't your thing, go to these beer gardens. Also, the Elks is going to have a beer garden that we're partnering with, so there's going to be acts there too. It's a little bit off the festival grounds, but they wanted to partner up with us. So,
okay.
I mean, there's going to be something for everybody.
Really?
So
where would their beer garden be?
Beside the Elks, they're doing it in their parking lot right beside them.
Okay. Is that by the alley or by the bank?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right in that parking lot between
the
bank
and
them.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't they do something last year?
I think they used to do their own beer garden, but okay. They decided they wanted to partner with the festival this year, which is good.
That is good.
So.
That is good. And plus, we do have some nice food eateries downtown too. Also.
Oh yeah, we try to. Usually we hit up Candy Shack Thursday morning. That's where we usually do breakfast one day. And there's been some other places open and throughout the year, so it just depends if they'll open up this year. But
right.
Barry's is usually open for lunch, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want fair food, and
right.
I think the Courtyard Pub and Grub is usually open.
Okay.
So if fair food's not your thing, check out one of these downtown restaurants.
That's true. That's true. We have them down there. A lot of them have good food reputations,
yes.
too, to go by. Now, I know we're going to be having a Harding Museum
mm-hmm.
next year. I think it's supposed to be completed by
2020, actually.
Oh, 2020.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was thinking next year.
Yeah, it's going to be the centennial of his campaign.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that's going to be nice, and that will help bring more people.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to increase the tourism here in Marion, which is awesome.
Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be. We've been waiting on that a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you know, the people who've come up with this idea to bring more people to our city, you know, to come here, and tourism and the Popcorn Festival is another great
yep.
one, you know. Because it used to be we had the Drum and Bugle Corps who would come through Marion, you know, and that would bring a lot of people here too. Big, huge parade, you know.
Yeah, and so, if you haven't been to like the Marion County Historical Society and mm-hmm. the Popcorn Museum, I do think they are open free of charge, that you can check out the museum and Popcorn Museum during the festival. So check okay. that place out too, because there's a lot of history there, especially the Popcorn Museum.
Okay. Okay. Now that's on Church?
Yeah. Church and State.
In the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I forget about that place.
Yeah. You should definitely check it out. I'm on the board there, and I know they're gearing up. They're going to Thursday, I think they're going to do, they're doing a throwback to 1780s and 1880s, and they're going to be doing reenacting fun stuff from those eras. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Okay, it sounds like fun. I'll have to check into that. And when you mention it, someone had asked me to check into something about that anyway. And you know how you write a note
yep.
and tuck it somewhere? So that's what I did. And I thought, oh, the historical, okay. I got to find that piece of paper now. How do you like living downtown?
I love it. I live over by Grant, so I love it. I lived in Marion for all my life. I moved to Prospect for a few years and mm-hmm. moved back to the city of Marion in 2015 just because I got tied down. I got brought back. I just got more involved in the community and decided to move back this way. And
wow.
So Marion's my home, and I don't think I'll ever leave. So
really? That's surprising. Young man like you.
Yeah.
Be stuck here.
I think Marion has a good thing going for it. I know
yes, it does.
We had a cloud over us at one time, but I think that's past. I think Marion Made has done a great job of promoting the great things in Marion. I mean, there's a lot of organizations in Marion. I mean, you have Downtown Marion Inc., we went to a fundraiser for Marion Matters a few weekends ago, which was a blast. So there's just a lot of, Marion has a lot going for it. So
yes, it does. And young people like you give me more hope.
Well, thank you.
You know, that you want to stay here and help it to become what we think it should be.
Absolutely.
You know, a better place to live and offer great things for people, incentives and, thank God for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hanging in there.
Yep.
And hopefully more people, young people will, because that's our future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the young people and them being energized and trying to do things to make our city greater and bring more to it, you know, because you're life. You're alive, and you got all this great energy, and that's what we need in our town. So what, aren't we having a brewery downtown?
Is that they're going to be with Amato's Pizza. I'm not sure when they're supposed to open.
Maybe not for the Popcorn Festival.
I don't think they're going to be open for the Popcorn Festival. Okay. But I know Attaboy's, I've heard they're doing a soft opening next week sometime. So I think potentially they will be open before the festival.
Okay, now where's Attaboy's?
Down there, they're in the building right beside the Harding Hotel. Kind of where Nick's Pizza used to be.
Oh.
So their menu is on Facebook and it looks amazing. Like, okay. I cannot wait for that.
I remember Nick's Pizza.
Yeah.
He had a bad reputation. They used to call him Nasty Nick's, but uh-huh. He had good pizza. I don't know how he got that reputation or that name, but yeah. So it's going to be in the same area?
Somewhere about there, yes.
Okay. So that's a little further down by the railroad tracks.
They've been posting. No, it's kind of right there, but across from the palace a little bit.
Oh, that's further up then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have their sign out, but they've been posting pictures online about their food and showing pictures, and it's going to be really good. I can't wait.
I'm about to try that out. Yeah. Have to try that out. Well, I'm so glad that you could come and share with me. So I know you said you were low on people working or...
We're always looking for volunteers. Okay. So, and if you're looking to... We do hire workers during the festival to help set things up and with that. So come, I think, Wednesday about 9 o'clock that week before the fest, like the day before the festival. And if we need you, we'll hire you.
Right. Who do they report to?
So ask for Linda Candle. She's the first vice president of the festival. So.
And where can they find her, though?
Right at the City A parking lot, which is where the main stage is, or will be.
Okay. Never know. I know there'll be a lot of people volunteering to be a part of that. I know you probably have them every year. Also, security. You have citizens, too, right?
We have our own in-house security that does a lot of our entertainment security and all that.
Okay. Now, do you have volunteers for that also?
They recruit there. They have our. Okay. We have a committee specifically for that. So, and they're, last I knew, they're ready to go.
We're great. So. I'm sure they are. It's up on us now, right?
Yeah, it is. I have my last meeting with my committees on Wednesday. So, we'll go from there.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. I will get some entertainment down there, something good to eat. I'll spend a little time down there. And those of you who are listening, don't forget the Marion Popcorn Festival, September 6th, 7th, and the 8th. You have been listening to Linda Sims, A Voice of a People, here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you. Next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone. And is anything private?
No, not much. Private, but I'm a publicity. So I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I shouldn't. I should have been more circumspect in how I deal with the public. But I just so want to be loved that I drop all reserve, and I shouldn't.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address: 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number: 740-225-4495. webpage, crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH